Good morning. Throughout the four Sundays of Advent, we've been singing the Psalms. The Psalms were sung words of prayer and praise. This morning's Psalm is a prayer for deliverance and protection. We have been engaging with the Psalm responsively. I'll invite you to read in the yellow print, and I'll read in the bold print. But first, as Psalms were meant to be sung, we'll begin in song. We will be singing Psalm 80, which is Voices United 794. And Gina will play first, the choir will sing, and then the congregation will repeat after them. Shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned amidst the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your might, come and save us. Your face, Lord, shine on us and keep us peace. God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayer? You have fed us with the bread of weeping and given us tares in plenty to drink. You have made a mockery of us to our neighbors, and our enemies laugh us to scorn. Let your hand rest on the one at your right hand and on the one you have made strong for yourself. Then we will never forsake you. Give us life, and we will call on your name. Your face, God, shine on us and give us peace. Our second reading is from Matthew 1, verses 18 to 25. In the church, we speak a lot about Jesus' mother Mary. But what about Joseph? We so rarely speak about him. Imagine what it would have been like for Joseph. As Mary prepared to give birth, I wonder what was going through his mind. This morning, we look at the birth narrative from the perspective of Joseph, as recorded in Matthew's Gospel. The reading begins. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.
Sometimes I find just having a little bit of a rest is so good for the head, so good for the soul. You might not recognize me. My name's Joseph. Sure, you Christians, you read your Bible a lot. I know you do a lot of that. You know who my beloved Mary is? Recognize her. Sure know a lot about her son Jesus, but you don't know that much about me, Joseph. That's okay. I'm a carpenter, a fairly simple man, but my story is anything but simple. You see, I'm in love. I'm in love, and her name is Mary. I tell you, when I first saw her, it was magical. She was so beautiful, breathtaking. I was drawn to go and talk to her. All the way across the room, I went over there, and what I first saw was a warm, beautiful smile. And what really drew me in, though, were her eyes. Her eyes, it was almost like they peered inside my soul. And I'll tell you, when you meet a woman like that, it's once in a lifetime. It was off the market, I was. Off the market, and she was the woman for me. Oh, our engagement, it was wonderful. We spent so much time together. We went to temple together, we prayed together, we ate together, we took long, long walks, and we talked about life. We talked about our faith. We talked about what life might be like together. We talked about what life might be like if God would bless us with a child one day, with a family. So you know what I did? You know what I did? I got the courage up, and I got down on one knee, and I professed my love to Mary. I proposed. And you know what she did? She said, yes. Yes, she accepted my proposal, and we are engaged. I could not be more happier when she said that. Oh, it was wonderful to be engaged to her. It was so beautiful till something happened. You see, just a few days ago, she told me she is with child. She's pregnant. And we do not yet live together. We have not yet laid together. How could this be? My angel, my Mary, the woman that I am engaged to be married to, and she is pregnant. Life is so confusing. I should just end this now. But I love her. I love her, and if I was to end this, the most horrible things would happen to her. An unmarried young woman, pregnant, but she would face the most terrible fate in our world. No, I can't do that to Mary. I do love her. I know what I'll do. I'll stand by her side for now. For now, I'll just stand by her side and support her and love her for now. And down the road, well, I'll dismiss her quietly. That seemed like what I was supposed to do till I was sleeping. And God spoke to me. I'm not crazy. An angel of the Lord spoke to me. A messenger of God spoke to me. And I heard God speak to me. And God said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. For the child in her is conceived of the Holy Spirit. You, Joseph, will name him Jesus, for he will save the sins of all of his people. Yes, that is what I shall do. I shall stand at the side of my beloved Mary. I will marry her. I will protect her from any fate that would ever come upon her. I will protect this child. I will name him Mary. Mary, we have to talk. Mary, Mary.
This morning, we are touched by Joseph's story, a story that reminds us of the nitty-gritty parts of life, that making the right decisions in life is not always easy. We are going to take a few minutes now pondering Joseph's story and considering where his story might meet ours. I wonder what kind of challenges and difficult decisions you are facing right now. Let us take a moment and be present to those decisions and challenges. Joseph discovers that he, a regular person, is a significant part of God's plan. He is instructed to take Mary as his wife. And after the child is born, he is given the honor of naming him Jesus. I wonder what it might be like for you to know that you are a critical part of God's plan, to know that you deeply matter to God and to those around you. Let us take a moment and be present to this reality of how deeply precious you are. Let us pray. O God, who speaks to us through the angels around us, we thank you for the faithfulness of Joseph and the assurance you offered him in his time of uncertainty. Help us in our times of confusion to hear the voices of the angels you place around us, to be mindful of the role you have set out for us, and to be attuned to how precious we are to you and your kingdom's coming. We pray this in the name of the one Joseph who would name Jesus. Amen.